Like John, I too received a mystery letter, but this story doesn't start with me. It starts with Debbie Michaud, the culture editor at Creative Loafing Atlanta. She received the first such package.
So I opened it up and there was $10 and there was a letter. It had a, you know, tiny slip of paper with a quote on it that I couldn't place. And the quote reads, "Southern women have a natural relationship with the earth. It may have been bred during the Civil War."
Debbie posted about the mystery letter and this quote on Creative Loafing's blog.
And immediately one of our readers piped up saying that the quote that was enclosed in my package was pulled from a paper, a college paper of hers that she had posted on her website. She's a local freelance writer, Gray Chapman, and I think she said something in the comment section like, "I just want to know who's reading my website," because it really is just a personal website.
Others involved in the art community, such as writers and art gallery owners, started getting packages too. Each one contained these quotes, mostly from Atlanta area writers. The letters were handwritten with versions of this message.
"Thank you for opening the envelope. The money is real. This is not an ad campaign or sales pitch. It's an art project.
It's an art project.
Please save the story
Please
fragment
save
enclosed.
The story Use fragment the enclosed. Use the hints and find me.
We are all parts of each other's stories. Let's create more together. Please join the project."
I am Darren Wong. I'm the executive director of the Decatur Book Festival. I had heard of Narrative Urge's letters passing around a little bit on Facebook and some other stuff. I was hugely flattered to be included in the fraternity of recipients.
Darren got his letter in August, 4 months after Debbie had received the first one. And by now, the person sending the mystery letters had claimed a name, Narrative Urge, and the mystery had spread. Letters showed up in mailboxes in Chicago, St. Louis, and Minneapolis. Some letters popped up in weird places, hanging from a tree in Cabbage Town, the men's room of the Flatiron Bar in East Atlanta. Why had someone decided on such an ambitious, not to mention expensive, art project? In an email interview with Scout Mob Atlanta, the anonymous perpetrator had this explanation. "At the basic level, I want to excite finders of envelopes, bring them unexpected joy and wonder. Another goal, maybe too ambitious, has to do with interlacing the stories of many people in a single narrative. In this, the project can claim success. It has sparked conversation in coffee shops and online forums. People want to solve the clues printed on each letter, like this one on Debbie's."
Stamped on the back of the note was what looked like a UFO, and in all caps, UFO space RSN.
It was a cryptogram.
So that was confusing.
After Debbie posted it on her blog, reader response was huge.
Commenters immediately started trying to figure out how to match up the letters. When they broke it up, it spelled 10 stories.
This soon led to the discovery of a Facebook page called 10 Stories High, run by the perpetrator of the mystery. There are other clues too, and people have devoted websites, even a wiki page, to solving them. The mystery has awakened the inner sleuth in a lot of folks, people who have gotten letters and people who haven't. But there's more to it than that.
I started out very Nancy Drew-like about the whole thing. I was bound and determined to figure this thing out, especially the more comments we got on the blog post and the more obsessed people became. But as the person or people behind the project has slowly started to participate themselves a little bit by commenting on blog posts and basically saying, this is about creating connections between stories and people that maybe might not have otherwise interacted.
So sort of community building.
I do think that one of the things that the perpetrator has as a motive is to bring people in the writing community together, you know, and see what comes of it.
In other words, it seems the real purpose of the $10 art mystery is not for artists and writers to find the person responsible, but to find each other. And it's still not over. Not every riddle has been solved, and recently another batch of letters has gone out. Considering the eventual end to this mystery, it seems Narrative Urge feels a lot like the rest of us do, recently writing the following in an online post. Quote, "We don't want to think about it. We can't stop thinking about it." Kate Sweeney, WABE.
Thank you.